Hi Playmates, welcome to the Happy Playing Podcast with me, Claire Russell. I'm an early years expert, mum of two boys, an author and the founder of Play Hooray. I share my love for play and young child development, and I also talk about parenting with a 7 and a 1 year old at home, along with behind the scenes of being a mum running a business. It is great to have you here, and make sure you come over, come and find me and say hi on Instagram at play.hooray. I'd love to get to know you. So let's get on with the episode. Hi there. So I am returning to the podcast. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. However, my last episode was in May last year, and at the time Leo was 5 months, and I think I just got to the point where surviving on no sleep, I just had to let some things go, and sadly it was the podcast I wasn't able to keep up. However, Leo is now... Oh, do you know what? It's so funny, isn't it? I don't know about you, but after, particularly with your second, once they turn one, I forget how many months they are. And actually, I was in the pharmacist yesterday with Leo, and she asked how old he was, and I had to sit and sort of calculate. Right, he was one in September, so that makes him 16 months. Gosh, anyone else get like that? Maybe just one in a bit. I think we'll use that for a little bit. So it's been a long time, but it's been something that I've been wanting to return to. However, as you know, and I'm sure you're in the same boat, life is just very busy. There aren't enough hours in the day, particularly if you still want to be able to sleep. And I definitely need my sleep. So it's really nice to bring the podcast back again, because I just love chatting to you, and I always love the follow-up conversations that I would get from you guys who have listened to the episodes, whether it's the same day that it goes live or whether it's a month later, people finding the episodes and reaching out to me, and we have a little chat, and yeah, it's just lovely to get to know each other. So I'm on today. I thought there was something I mentioned. As you know, I'm over on Instagram, and I was in stories, I think it was on Thursday, and at the moment, so I'm working towards quite a big project that I'm hoping to launch. I think it's going to be a few months yet before I can launch it, but so it just means that every spare minute I am, if I'm not thinking about it, I'm working on it, or I'm writing lists about it, like, you know, these things just consume you, and this is what I get. This is how I work, is I'm a kind of all or nothing kind of girl. So I'm really into what I'm doing at the moment. But this one particular morning, I think I was feeling quite tired, and I'd just done the school run, taking the boys to school, and then I had, well, taken Mason to school, and then I have Leo. I put him down for his nap, and all morning I thought, right, as soon as I put Leo down for his nap, going to get so much done. You know, we have these high expectations of ourselves, and I made myself a cup of tea and sat down, and it got to the point where I had so much to do, I just didn't know where to start. It was just like a mountain in front of me, and I just didn't know where to even begin. So I was sort of frozen solid. I was sort of stood still, not moving. And I was getting myself more stressed at not doing anything, but didn't know what to do. And I was spending the morning just sat looking at a blank laptop, shuffling papers, and wasn't achieving anything. So then, of course, I was getting frustrated with myself. And I just happened to share this on Instagram, and it was amazing how many other people reached out and said, do you know what, I'm just the same, just feeling... And I hadn't realised, but yeah, I think it was maybe feeling overwhelmed, just a lot on my plate at the moment. I seem to have three hats on. I have three jobs at home, and it's very much running the business. I do that full time on limited childcare. Leo goes to nursery 2 mornings a week, and then my parents come and help and have him for a full day one day. So I am working full time whilst having only a little bit of childcare, because childcare is rather expensive. And then, you know, I'm also trying to raise two lovely boys and run a household. And that's not in the old fashioned way. I mean, that's, you know, my husband is amazing. He's very hands on, and Yeah, it's at Lowe's, but it's still a lot. There's a lot going on at the minute. And it just so happens, I think perhaps what might have triggered it is that my husband's working away a lot at the moment, and it can be quite drop of a hat that he has to go and can be away for a few nights. And it's just a lot, isn't it, when there's a lot of plates to spin. And I happened to mention on Instagram about just feeling a little overwhelmed and wasn't starting. I was sort of procrastinating and just feeling a little bit stuck. I knew I wanted to achieve, but was getting stressed about how much I needed to achieve and getting cross with myself and not making a start. And so many of you said that you felt the same way, but lots of you shared a little tip with me. And, you know, it's so right. And I think sometimes we just have to remind ourselves, don't we? First of all, that we can't do it all. And like I just said, I'm working full time, but not with full time childcare. So it's trying to remember that. But lots of you, I love the idea of saying, you know, breaking jobs and tasks down into bite-sized chunks, and only doing two or three. And, you know, that's so right. And I mean, it's so funny the amount of times I share advice and things on Instagram. And sometimes I need to remember it myself. I need to take my own medicine or whatever. Is it that? Is that the saying? I can't remember. Spoon in my own medicine or something like that. Anyway, take my own advice. And yeah, it's right. Rather than I was like I said, I was stood looking at the mountain. Instead, I was just taking one step, one little step. I was looking at like the bigger picture. But actually by breaking it down and breaking it into smaller things, and I was thinking, right, what 5-minute job can I do? On Friday morning, it was a different story. Leo had put him down for his nap, made my cup of tea, and I thought, I'm just going to do a 5-minute job. And I did. And actually, it turned out to be an hour job, and it turned out to be a bigger job than it was. But I think as I broke it down, it was much smaller and much more manageable, that it didn't give me that sense of overwhelm. So I just wanted to share that because I know we all know it. I think sometimes it's about reminding ourselves, isn't it? And you know what? It reminds me. So me and my husband, years ago, when we first moved, we used to live in Bristol and we bought our first house together. And having never done any DIY, we decided to buy a bit of a wreck of a house and do it up together. We're watching YouTube videos and tutorials and following advice from parents. And I always remember my dad used to say, particularly when, you know, we were in the midst of it and it just didn't feel like we were getting anywhere. There were so many jobs to do. And you know those little jobs like painting skirting boards and undercoat and glossing and all that, and it just feels like you're not getting anywhere. You know, you like the big stuff, the wallpaper and the paint, where it actually makes a difference. It's those little ones. And I always remember my dad saying, we used to get in from work every night and we'd do jobs and sometimes we'd be too tired. And my dad used to say, just do a 10-minute job. If you get anything, I'm just going to do 10 minutes. It would be amazing because those little 10-minute jobs do actually build up and they do make a difference, that by the weekend you had achieved something. And I think that's it. It's making it look more manageable than feeling overwhelmed, looking at a whole, gosh, we did the whole downstairs all at once and it just felt never ending. And I think it's breaking it down into those little chunks. And I sort of tackle housework and cleaning the same way. It was my mother-in-law who taught me to put a 10-minute timer on. Again, some upbeat music, put your trainers on, 10-minute timer, and just do 10 minutes and just see where you get. And it just all makes a little difference, doesn't it? So it's really useful advice. I think sometimes it's just reminding ourselves about it. And also reminding ourselves that I think sometimes we have high expectations of how much we should be achieving, when actually there are days when we just need to rest and just to sit with a cup of tea in a house of silence when the baby sleeps, because that's what we need to, and not to feel guilty about it. Yeah, I think that's right. Anyway, I wanted to end on, before I go, a book that I am currently listening to. So I struggle to find time to sit and read, but I do love learning. It's like my thing. I never realized it until I started a business. And I do read and listen to a lot of business related books. Anyway, I wanted something a little bit different the last few weeks while I've been feeling like I've lost my mojo. And I discovered this lady on Instagram called Mel Robbins, and she's just awesome. I believe she's a life coach, and she wrote a book. So I downloaded it and I use Audible so that I can listen to books. And I quite often listen to them just before I'm going to sleep. Just 15 minutes, just so that I've got something ticking over in my brain and try not to be scrolling just before I go to bed, because everyone says you shouldn't do that, don't they? Anyway, this book is called The 5 Second Rule and I'm loving it. If you get a chance, check her out on Instagram. I think you'd really like her. Her advice is brilliant, very realistic, and easy to implement. And I really like this book that I'm listening to. I'm still partway through it, so I haven't finished. But the principle, the story is very, very simple and short. And it's a strategy, particularly when you're maybe putting things off or talking yourself out of it. That's it. It's when you're talking yourself out of doing something. And her 5 second rule is essentially that whenever you get that idea pops into your head of, oh, I should do this, that's particularly working towards a goal. So it might be like a fitness goal, or it might be about something to do with work or personal life, whatever it is, whatever it might be, that when you have that glimmer of an idea, that immediately you should then count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then you have to, when you say one, you have to physically move yourself. So you have to physically move. Now, at first it's like, oh, well, that's very simple. And I am quite a proactive person, but I have actually been finding that really useful. And I've been finding it useful for doing little jobs. You know, while the kettle boils, I've been doing 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and moving and quickly emptying the dishwasher and getting little things done like that. And the other day, I'm terrible for putting my clothes away. I hate it. You know, I'm the one with the, what do they call it, a floored robe, where you've got all the all your clothes on the floor. That's me. And then at the weekend, I get stressed out and have to put them all away, and it's a mammoth job. So I did it the other night. I was getting ready for bed and I looked at the pile and I thought, I should do that. I should put those clothes away. But I was just about to talk myself out of it, as in to say, oh no, you're too tired. And I didn't. And I did the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And I physically moved and picked up one of the pieces of clothing. And it was amazing. I did it. And I got into bed and I felt so much better for it. So it's a really interesting book. And actually, I'm starting to notice it more, that I'm doing it more and more. So I already thought I was quite an energetic, proactive person, but this is making me even more so, and maybe a little bit more efficient with my time. So yeah, I thought I'd share that with you. If you've not discovered Mel, I think you'd really like her. She's on Instagram. And like I said, this book is called 5 Second Rule. So yeah, I hope that helps. Just because so many of you were saying that you also felt the same, overwhelmed with just how much there is to do. And I think it's really common, particularly as parents. The task is, parenting is a big enough job as it is without everything else going on in our lives, isn't it? So I hope that helps. I hope it's a gentle reminder more than anything. And do go check out that 5 second rule. Give it a try. I've been really enjoying it. I'd love to hear what you think. Anyway, lovely chatting to you as always. I hope you have a lovely week. Come and find me on Instagram. Come say hi. And let me know when you found Mel Robbins. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Please do like and subscribe the podcast. It helps me reach many more families if you could. And also come and find me over on Instagram, where we can chat and hopefully I can help you more with play. Thanks for listening.